On the show today, we have GCO Interactive's Jim Craig and Ryan Troy talking about winning website design in 2016. We have the gentleman from GZO here. We have Jim Craig and Ryan Troy from GZO. How's it going, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Great.
Good, good, good. Thank you so much for joining us today. And you guys just received kind of a cool accolade, a little award from CU Times, a winning website design from Robbins Financial. And how does that feel to be kind of recognized in this realm here? Because like we said at the top of the show, website design is still pretty pretty darn important. Jim, Ryan, anyone?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels very good. It was a very fun project. The folks at Robbins were really, really fun to work with. We got a great group of folks down there.
Very cool. Very cool. So, I mean, what did you? Why did you think their site received this accolade? I mean, because you guys were kind of behind the whole thing. But it caught the folks at CU Times, caught their eye. Why do you think it received this accolade, and what makes their site work?
Jim, you wanna start?
Well, I think it was definitely timely. I mean, this is something usually at the beginning of the year people are talking about New Year's and initiatives for the new year. Website, usually comes up at least every couple of years. People look at it and think we really need to do something.
Yep.
So, the fact that Robbins launched their new site at the beginning of the year got a lot of attention. I mean, it kind of unusual. Usually you don't pick right at the beginning of the year to do it, but because of a brand change, a refresh for them, a name change, it was necessary, and we were just, very fortunate to be part of that process.
Good timing, it sounds like. Ryan, anything to add there?
No, I think Jim pretty much nailed it. They got a new face. Things looked nice and fresh, and people started to notice.
What makes their site work so well? What stands out from other sites? Because I know there's some credit union websites that that really need a major facelift, and there's others that are just really doing it right. In this case, it sounds like Robbins is doing it right. What makes it work?
To me, I think it was the simplicity of the design, the ease of use for the member. There's not a lot of overwhelming design features there. We took a member approach to the design, and we thought through the whole process of what was going to work for the member, and then we got rid of the stuff that we didn't need. So it's a very simple design, and it's very very easy to use from a member standpoint.
That's the important thing. A lot of people forget about ease of use. I mean, we're all into we want this fancy design. We want it to look really cool with all the bells and whistles. But you forget, simple still works,
I think you see a lot of that in the credit union realm with designers. They say, well, it's not always a matter of what I am capable of doing, but what is it that I should be doing? We eliminated the things that we could have done but didn't really necessarily need to do.
And that's a perfect segue to my next question, Ryan. Well done. What should credit unions today be doing with their websites? I mean, it sounds like we should be making them a little bit more simple and Craig, Jim, feel free to dive in here as well.
I think the main thing that we reached for was responsiveness.
Okay.
We made sure that this was going to be responsive web design that was going to be adaptable to whatever device you were going to be using, whether it was going to be a desktop, laptop, mobile device, tablet, you name it. So we're using the most current responsive technology there. And I think some of the other things would be SEO. Jim is our SEO guru, so he can touch on that.
Sure. Jim, you want to talk a little SEO here?
Yeah, so, besides a very user-friendly design and simplifying the navigation to make it easier for people to get the things they want done, we really wanted to make sure that we developed a site that would support Robbins' content strategy, because really when it comes down to being found online, you've got to have the content people are looking for. And their old site really wasn't set up well for keeping, fresh content rolling and linking it to actions people you want the visitor to take, like applying for a loan, opening a new account. And so we really, when we went into the design process, we had that in mind as well. Really want to make sure the site is strong and can support a strong content strategy going forward.
Gotcha. Yeah, because that's a lot of things. That's something that people sometimes overlook because we're so focused on the design. But what about, you know, the keywords and the content, all that type of stuff that that gets you ranked high in the Google search process? And SEO is so vital in that area.
It's true. It's critical. And then, of course, the last piece that we really wanted to focus on was giving them a strong foundation for creating those consumer paths, you know, for the consumer journey, really keeping that in mind. People come in looking for a solution. You give them the information and knowledge they need to feel comfortable on making the decision. Mm-hmm. Well, then you need to connect them to what's next, you know, the action that you want to take next. Right. So we really wanted to set them up with a design that would work as they were able to bring in responsive web loan apps and responsive new account application process, mm-hmm. so we could link it all into that flow as well.
Yeah, it sounds like the key here is reducing the friction as much as possible in this whole process, because we're now in the times of we want it now. You know, we want to be able to apply for that auto loan right now, digital signature, all that type of stuff. You know, we want it right now, and so this reducing that friction really puts you at the top, I would think, because you don't want to like make several trips back and forth to the branch, to the auto dealer or wherever, and all this paperwork flying around and stuff. You want it simple. And it sounds like this is what Robbins did quite well as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Indeed. All right. So what are credit unions doing wrong these days? I mean, unfortunately, there are quite a few websites, and we've all seen them, that are just like, what are you guys thinking? You know, I mean, stuck in the 70s or something, you know, it's just there's some really bad websites out there, unfortunately. So what can credit unions do to kind of launch themselves up to a higher level, a more user-friendly and visibly friendly website?
Ryan, you want to lead with that on the design front?
Yeah, sure. I think it's something that we've pretty well touched on already, and that's to take a member approach to their whole thought process with the website. Oftentimes you see credit unions that they basically wanted to look at this as a tool for themselves. You know, how can I put out there all the products that I have? What can I do to make this thing work for me? And I think if you take the approach of how are we going to make this work best for the member,
then
the rest of that becomes easy.
Okay.
So you just have to take a member approach to it.
Okay. Should credit unions go out and talk to the member and see what they want? Should they do like a little mini focus group or something like that? I'm just kind of looking for some advice, some steps that they should take to get this, to get the proper design.
Well, it actually goes beyond that. It's really looking at what do consumers in general, not just members, but your target market, which may be your a good segment of your members might represent the market you're trying to attract, but really understanding how they shop. It isn't even a matter of asking them. It's observing them, doing the market research to understand what are people searching for. In your market that's related to your products, because as we find in our research, the percentage of people searching for mortgage loans is small fraction. It's 1% of the total traffic around the home buying process. And so to only be focused on your products is what we find is one of the biggest mistakes credit unions make whether they're still stuck with their old design or whether they're creating a new site, is they're still talking about everything from their perspective, their products, versus the solutions that consumers are actually looking for. So I'd say if you wanted to talk to members, do some research on your market, that's where I'd start. What solutions are your members looking for, not what products are they looking for?
Gotcha. All right, next question here, switching gears a little bit here. Since the advent of mobile, because we're all like, it's mobile, how important is the credit union website today? I mean, has it taken a backseat to the mobile, or is it still driving the truck?
Well, it's actually mobile. The importance of mobile is hurting credit unions right now. Too few credit unions have really thought through a strategy by which their content and their, you know, the processes that they can fulfill through a mobile device haven't really been thought through fully. And so they're missing out on a huge amount of opportunities as consumers do more and more of their initial research and even purchasing on mobile devices. If you're not mobile optimized, both from a design standpoint but also content wise, you're going to be left out of the equation.
Okay. And that's where the responsive design comes in, right, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll probably in the near future start to see folks' websites that are not responsive start taking hits in their standings within Google, because Google can detect whether or not you're using a mobile device or whether or not you're searching on desktop. And if they see people are searching for these keywords on a mobile device and your site isn't responsive, then you're not going to come up in those search results.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's just such a whole science behind all of this stuff that people just don't even think about it, you know? So, you got to these days, especially if you want to be like credit union's biggest thing right now. They want to be relevant. So to be relevant, you got to do this stuff. Very cool. All right, guys. Any other advice to wrap up here? Any last words for the importance of web design in today's mobile world?
Oh gosh, how much time do we have, Mike?
You have 5 seconds, Jim.
Keep it simple. That's my advice.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that for us, our philosophy is really starting from the consumer point of view and really understanding how consumers behave online is so important before you. It's one brand is important, but really you want to apply that brand to the consumer journey that's required by the market you're seeking out.
Gotcha. Excellent. Great words to end on, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. Everybody, GZO Interactive's Jim Craig and Ryan Troy. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on, Mike.
And congratulations on the accolades as well. Well done.